Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As a shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Death Prowls at Night. High on the snow-covered Adirondack Mountain, in a tiny trapper's cabin, two men lie sleeping, quietly sleeping. Suddenly, the mournful howling of frightened dogs shatters the stillness of the night. One of the men, alarmed, rises quickly from his bunk and calls out to his horse.
The dog. Something's frightening the dog.
What can it be?
I don't know. I'm going out to see.
Do you wish to take my gun?
No, I won't need it.
I shall put on my boots.
What is wrong with your dog?
I will come out and join you in a moment.
Why are you hurrying?
Can't you see anything, Philip?
No, that does not seem to be.
Tonight.
You mean on account of the snow?
No, it's just that I don't like riding through these woods like this.
Why, we've done it hundreds of times, Anna.
And I know, but it's different now.
Oh, now, you've been listening to that wolf story, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Well, now, that's a lot of nonsense.
No, it isn't, John. Too many people have seen it. And what about the bodies they found? Bodies just torn to pieces by a savage beast.
Now, Anna, we'll be home any minute now, and you'll be...
Listen. What's that?
Why, just dogs howling, that's all.
Those dogs are frightened. I can tell by the sound.
Now, Anna, stop imagining things. Get there, boy.
That howling is coming from somewhere behind us. All I can see is dark wood. John!
Anna, what is it?
The wolf. He's running behind us, following the face. It's the wolf.
Great heavens. Keep that boy. Keep that one.
Faster. He's getting on us.
Well, we're going as fast as we can. Joe, he's
saying... Oh, you surprised me, Marie.
Sally, listen. Will you draw a tub for me, please?
Vincent, I have already done so.
Oh, good.
I trust that you enjoyed your skiing today.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Will you be wearing the shoes I sent them?
Yes, that'll be all right. Marie, do you hear those dogs howling?
Vincent?
Eerie sound, isn't it?
They are there now, like that at night of the Olympics. I would not worry about this if I were you.
Oh, they don't bother me. I was just... Oh, there's someone at the door. Will you see who it is, Marie, please?
Oh, good evening, Doctor.
Who is it, Marie?
It is Dr. Vincent. Your husband's here for the lodge.
Oh, does he want to see me?
Yes, if I may.
Oh, then will you come in?
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
You're Miss Lane, I believe?
That's right, Doctor.
I saw you out skiing today. I wondered if you sustained any cuts or bruises that might need attention.
No, I seem to have come through without a scratch, thank you.
Oh, that's fine. Fine. A few for the rest, are you?
Why, yes, sort of.
You're tired, are you?
Well, more in need of a change, I'd say.
I see. Then you should not be indulging in such violent exercise as skiing. You should be resting, relaxing.
I suppose you're right.
This is a personal question, I know, Miss Lane. But have you had any medical attention lately?
Have I had any? Oh, no. Not in the past 6 months.
I see.
Why do you ask, Doc?
Young lady, you are in a very highly nervous state. I make this statement freely because I specialize in such work. I suppose I should not have told you this.
No. No, I'm glad you did.
Your eyes have a strange look. They are weary. Very weary. Is that not so?
Yes. Yes.
Sit down, Miss Lane, please.
Sit down?
Yes. No, just there, please. Yes. That's it. Now just relax.
Yes. Yes.
I should say, Miss Lane, that you are very badly in need of constant medical care for the next few days. Don't you agree with that, Marie?
Oui, Doctor. I do.
I have a small sanitarium nearby, Miss Lane. An excellent place for you to rest. I suggest that you spend a few days there.
Whatever you say, Doctor.
Fine. Pack some of Miss Lane's clothes immediately, Marie. We are leaving for the sanitarium at once.
Tell us what happened, Jennifer.
Well, I was home, like I said.
All of a sudden, my dog started howling. He was yelling so bad, I got the idea maybe there was someone prowling around the livestock.
So you went out to investigate?
Yeah,
and then what happened?
Well, first I looked around. Couldn't see nothing. And all at once, I spotted somebody down in the lower field. It was Zell.
Young, tall brunette?
I don't know whether she was a brunette or not. She's wearing a white ski suit.
Well, that was Margot, right?
Running through the field in the moonlight. Running real fast, she was. And at her side was what appeared to be a giant gray dog, right?
Now, did you call out to her?
Didn't have no chance. Before I could even say anything, she disappeared over the side of the hill.
Sonia, there's no time to lose. We must go to this man's farmhouse at once.
What about him?
Where is he now, do you know?
No.
He has gone out.
At this time of night? Where did he go?
I do not know.
Don't you think it odd that he should choose this hour to be out in this mountain wilderness?
I do not question the doctor's advice.
You came here last night with Miss Lane, did you not?
Yes, monsieur.
Why? Why was she brought here? How did he persuade her to come?
He did not persuade her. She could not have her own free will.
You've known Dr. Van Lane before, haven't you? Answer my question.
Oui, monsieur.
For how long? How long have you known him?
What difference does that make?
It makes a great deal of difference. I suspect very strongly, Marie, that you aided him in bringing Miss Lane here.
She came here willingly, I tell you. She needed a rest.
Are you trying to make me believe that she chose to come to a sanitarium where she is the only patient?
No.
I've just determined that fact by searching the building.
I know nothing about that.
But you do know something about Dr. Van Dane. More than you're willing to tell me.
No.
Well, I shall continue to question you until you do.
No. No, leave me alone.
Where did he come from? What is his background, his place of birth?
He was born in Europe. That is all I know.
In Central Europe?
We at Benito.
That's most revealing. Does Dr. Van Dane often indulge in nocturnal prowling?
I do not know.
You do know, but you're afraid to tell me.
Oh, please. Please, monsieur. Do not ask me any more questions.
How does Dr. Van Dane feel about dogs? Does he have any around the house?
No, yes, dogs.
Then how do you account for the fact that Miss Lane was seen several hours ago running through the fields with what appeared to be a giant beast?
I do not know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You also realize the significance of the appearance of Miss Lane with that huge dog animal, don't you?
No,
that's just as I suspect. What does this mean? But the thought is too horrible for you to voice, isn't it?
Stop that, Jamie.
You're being very foolish, Marie. By your very talent, you're bringing about your doom.
What do you mean, monsieur?
Don't you see what is happening? Your place is being taken. Already you've been supplanted by Miss Lane.
No, monsieur.
When Dr. Van Dane has no further use for you, you know what that can mean, don't you?
Yes.
Then you must do something about it. You attack quickly.
What is that to do?
I am getting that young woman out of here at once. Meantime, you can call the police. If you tell them everything you know about Dr. Van Dane, there is still a chance for your salvation.
What? That is my only chance?
Your only chance. But you must do this. At once.
Well, Lamont, did you succeed in getting the information you wanted?
I did, Dr. Marie.
Are you satisfied now that this is a perfectly safe place for me to be?
Quite the contrary, Margot. I'm taking you out of here at once.
Lamont, what are you saying?
I found out something about Dr. Van Dane. If it's true as I think it is, your life is in danger every moment that you're here.
But, Lamont, you can be so melodramatic.
Margot, I'm giving you cold, hard facts. Do you remember the conversation that we had with Joe, our guide, about the people who've been killed by a giant wolf?
Yes.
Do you remember his believing that the animal was really a human being?
Oh, you mean that werewolf story?
Yes.
Lamont, are you trying to tell me that there may be something to that story?
Yes, perhaps.
Oh, fantastic. You're just making up a story in order to get me out.
I'm not making up a story, Margot.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Margot? You're trembling.
Dogs. Why don't they stop their howling?
Margot. Why should their howling bother you?
I don't know. I just hate the sound of dogs. Why don't they stop?
Margot, I don't know what's happened to you, but this thing is part of it.
What are you talking about?
This fear of dogs.
No.
You've never felt that way before. Then your irritation at my being here and your nervous behavior, the way you're facing the room right now.
Get out. Let me get out.
I'm taking you out, Margot.
Oh, no. Now I'm so alone.
Margot, listen to me. We're leaving here together.
Oh, no, we're not. You have no right to tell me what to do.
I'm sorry, Margot. You're coming with me. Even if I had to carry you out
you
of here.
You dare lay a hand on me out. Oh, I'm sorry, Lamont. I lost my head, I guess, but didn't know what I was doing. Of course I'll come with you. Come right now.
Oh, that's better. Thank you, Margot.
Will you get my coat, please, in that closet?
For sure.
I don't see them in here, Margot. Are you sure they're in
here? Margot, let me out of here.
Dad, you'll know enough to let me have my way.
Margot!
Goodbye, Lamont!
Margot!
Oh, course, I must find a doctor and let him know that I'm free.
What do you mean, Miss Lane?
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here, Dr. Bentley. I was worried about you.
Really?
Yes, I heard the howling of dogs. I was afraid that you might have been in trouble.
Then he's never here for me. I am too clever for them. Much too clever.
Doctor, you seem upset. What's wrong?
I just had the most unfortunate experience. Someone I trusted proved a helpless lawyer.
Really?
Yes. He was about to telephone the police. About to betray me.
He will never make the call?
Never. But come. We have things to do, young lady. The night is short. Time is precious. Come. You have a mission to perform. Enjoy the sense of freedom that you found earlier this evening, running through the open fields.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
I am pleased. You are progressing rapidly.
And you're always following us.
Excellent. You are most obedient. Come now. We are setting forth on our first great adventure. A supreme adventure. Before the night is over, you shall have learned to kill.
I am ready.
Very well. Come with me. Who is that?
One moment, Dr. Mundane.
The shadow.
Who spoke? I see no one.
The young lady knows who I am, Doctor.
Yes. Yes, it is the shadow.
Young woman, do you know this unseen voice?
Yes.
Why is he here? How did he find us?
I can answer that for you, Dr. Mundane. I am here to save this young woman from your evil powers.
I do not know what you're talking about.
I wish to be saved. Leave me alone.
I am aware of what you've done to this girl, Doctor. You've influenced her mind, robbed her of the power to think for herself. By some form of hypnosis, you've gained control of her every thought.
That's not true.
Did you hear that, Shadow? She herself denies it.
She denies it because you willed her to do so. But I'm going to break this hold you have on her.
No, no.
I, too, possess the secret of hypnosis. And I believe that my power is greater than yours, Doctor. Just as the power of good is always greater than the power of evil.
Leave me alone. Make him leave me alone.
I am warning you, Shadow. Do not meddle in my affairs.
You can't frighten me. Not when I know as much about you as I do.
What? What do you know about me?
That you are the one who is responsible for the savage, brutal killings in this neighborhood. That you have committed these crimes in the guise of a wolf.
You mean I transformed myself into an animal?
Exactly.
That is preposterous. You are going back to medieval superstition. To the legend of the werewolf.
It's possible you might possess that power, Doctor.
How dare you say such a thing?
Margo, listen to me.
No, no.
I am using all the power that I possess to reach for your mind.
No.
Feel it. Feel that power.
No.
Let my thoughts link with yours. Let them join together and drive out all evil.
Remain calm, young lady. Do not listen to his lies.
I'm trying, Doctor. I'm trying.
Concentrate on one thing and one thing only, Margo. The thought that I'm sending to you. Grasp it. Hold it in your mind.
Drive it from your mind, young lady.
Oh, please, please, both of you, I can't stand.
It will come through, Margo. The thought will come through.
Dogs. Where are those dogs?
They are looking for you, Doctor.
Those dogs.
They belong to the police.
Huh?
That frightens you, doesn't it? You are not able to concentrate
now. Please, please, Doctor.
Your way is clear now, Margo. You can receive my thoughts alone. You're coming back to me. You're coming back to me.
They're coming nearer.
Yes, you will reach me here.
You will never get me.
You're staying here.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come back here, Doctor.
They'll never get me.
Well, I was in his power, Lamont, for all that time.
Yes, Margo.
Then we must find him. We must.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know. That sound came from the trees here. Come on, Margo.
Oh, is that you, Kelly?
No, it's me, Officer Lamont Cranston.
Oh, Mr. Cranston. There, you found the girl.
Yes.
Good work.
What were those shots? What were you firing at?
This big fella here.
Lamont, it's a wolf. A huge gray wolf.
Yes. Is he dead, Officer?
Yes, sir. Plenty dead. Well, I guess that's the end of the wolf that's been killing people around here.
Yes. The end of the wolf. And it may also be the end of Dr. Van Dane.
Copyright Golden Navy.